Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees every American the right to speak freely. But what does that mean exactly? To the great unwashed, it means what it says. Citizens have the right to express ideas, opinions, and political viewpoints without fear of governmental restrictions or reprisal. Not so, say many of the nation's academic elites ensconced in their ivory towers. To them, free speech is a qualified right subject to free speech codes, free speech zones, and adherence to politically correct standards rigorously enforced by government censors. In short, free speech continues to be under attack on college campuses across the United States and right here in Montana. The problem is so pervasive that the legislature this year passed House Bill 735, the Campus Free Speech Act, with a veto-proof bipartisan majority in the House and a clear 31-19 majority in the Senate. The next stop was the governor's office, where it fell victim to Governor Steve Bullock's veto pen. Sadly, many of the Democrats who voted for the bill the first time around switched and voted to sustain the governor's veto. To be clear, the governor did say that he reached out to university officials and had their complete assurance that free speech was in no way hindered on Montana college campuses. One group that begs to differ is the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE. Their annual report on free speech on 470 college campuses across the United States was released Wednesday and paints a very different picture. According to FIRE, 6.4 million students have their First Amendment rights restricted, including students on four Montana college campuses. Montana State University, UM Western, and Montana Tech all received a cautionary yellow rating, while the University of Montana at Missoula was firmly in the red. No surprise there. One of the criteria that resulted in the lowest rating possible for UM is their policy of restricting speech to a so-called free speech zone on the Mansfield Library Mall. Any student wishing to exercise their First Amendment rights can apply for a permit to use the free speech zone, which is then evaluated and, if deemed acceptable, is issued on a first-come, first-served basis. No one with two functioning brain cells would consider that free speech. Yet, it was good enough for Governor Bullock to veto House Bill 735. Colleges and universities, like legislative chambers, should be bastions of free speech, where ideas are robustly debated without fear or censorship or reprisal. Without it, people like Mario Murillo, who led thousands to Christ on the UC Berkeley campus, would remain sidelined and muzzled. As Americans, we're better than that, and we intend to bring the free speech bill back when the legislature reconvenes in January 2021. And speaking of free speech, we want to thank those of you who have helped this broadcast stay on the air for 17 years. It's our privilege to bring you the stories that you'll never hear on the mainstream media from a Judeo-Christian perspective. If you find this legislative update valuable, we encourage you to go to our website at montanafamily.org, click on the donation button, and sponsor a broadcast or two so that we can keep you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.